That's really awesome.
Have you learned Missile Shuri before?
The Mount Sinai solution. So we're talking about the third motivating factor of what would be motivating when events and heroes. We said the first one is basically that you shouldn't misuse your potential. The second one is with Sonus, we discussed yesterday at length. What's the third one? Hachevra. So you're not in a good group of people. The Hainuch Chevras HaTipshim VeHachoitim. If you're in a group of people that are tippish, we lightly translate that as dumb people. VeHachoitim are people that are sinners. Now, how is this going to affect you? Because many times, after a person's clear, he knows what to do. Still, you strap him, he still weakens himself or schwachens himself in his avodah, or he won't just do it. Today, in order, so that his friends don't make fun of him. Or that he should be accepted by them. So the motivation for social pressure will sometimes trump the knowledge, intellectual knowledge that you have of doing what's right. So you could say, okay, so you shouldn't care what other people think, just do what's right. Right? That's one more thing you could say. Or you could say, have good friends. Right? Because if you have good friends, then they won't create a situation that you'll be embarrassed to do what you think is right. So he doesn't say the first one. He doesn't say ignore the social pressure. Seems like even Ramchal understands that the social pressure is real and a person is going to bow to the social pressure. So the better Eitzah is, make sure you're in a good social environment. So if you're in a good social environment, you will not be faced with the challenge of how to deal with the social pressures. It's an interesting point. It does make sense. But I would have thought maybe it only makes sense nowadays that we're weak people and we care so much about it. Now, apparently, human nature hasn't changed all that much in the last 500 years. Human nature is human nature.
It's 500 years around home. It's about 500 years ago.
It was like 1200.
I thought so
I
too.
don't, what?
I thought it was about 1200
I don't think
years
it's too long. How much did you show it?
ago. Yeah. I thought it was a lesson. You can go to the
Well, we
Muhammad.
have the whole spectrum here.
What?
You can go to the shul. Like, it was in the
Well, that's what
17th century.
happened.
It probably never shows up.
What?
They go to the shul, but he never shows
Yeah.
up.
It's
I hope not.
it was before the Groz, like
The growth was
any
like
six,
250 years ago, and this was like
yeah,
1600.
1600s.
100 years ago.
You have it there.
Let's pull it up right now.
Yeah, it's tough being a rabbi these days. You can be fact checked in a moment. Huh?
Yeah. You have to. That's what you use the tongues for. If someone proves you wrong, oh, that they don't know what they're talking about. That's absurd. For that, you can use light stones.
No coverage yet.
What?
No coverage.
Coverage. Okay, I can check it out also.
Tomorrow.
Okay, my turn. So,
But a good point. It's a good point.
what?
About
No, the
the
point is,
being in a good
point
environment.
is very important, yeah. Now, Ki im yom melech ha'adam lo'elum tiyad daita sh'adam mu'revis em ha'bris. Ah, there's a member of Chazal that says lo'elum your das person should be mu'rev em ha'bris. You're supposed to be
Get along.
get along with people. You're supposed to be fully involved and mu'rev. It means part and parcel of society. So I'm not supposed to be the guy sticking out like a sore thumb. So what do you
The
mean? But
famous story is no constantly going through.
Avatar more like. So when does it say? When does it say? that you're supposed to move over from a brios, but the other shoyis and ma'ase adam. That's when they're actually acting like human beings. Achloi b'nei adam shoyis and ma'ase behema. But not when people are acting like animals. That means they're not using their head. Lech minegad li'ish k'sil. For that, you choose to avoid people. The David HaMelech Amar Hashay HaYitzhashem Le'halach Ba'asas Hashem V'derech HaTorim Lo'amar V'meshav Leitzim Le'yashav V'kfar Pishr Chazal. Im Halach, if you go to the be with the group, you'll end up standing with them. If you end up standing with them, you'll end up sitting with them. If you end up sitting with them, you'll end up being like them. So don't even go. V'omer lo yashavti imeisei shov sanesi kal mreil. Ein lo lo adam elo leitar lo nakis atzmaim. You should run and not be part of such groups. Okay? Can I have a Rambam
Do
Mada? How Mada?
you live in the neighborhood here?
No.
No, where do you
New York.
Oh, in New York.
So the Rambam says that a nature of a person is Nimshach Achas to be voice of. That a person is going to follow his saviva. A person's always going to be affected by his surroundings and his environment. So the Rambam says something very, very strong over here. Says the Rambam that, okay. Derek b'yotzer shel adam li'as nimshach b'di'oisav u'maisav. So what do you do? Lefikach, therefore, tzarich adam lehischaber letzadikim. You have to make sure that you're always connected to tzadikim. V'leishiv etzel chachamim and sit with chachamim. K'deishiyamim so you learn from the chachamim. V'yisrachek min harashayim. You should distance yourself from harashayim. Ha'holchim b'choyshech that go in darkness. K'deishiloyomamim b'tnasem so that you do not learn from their actions. And now. That's the Rambam. He brings the same passage. What if you live in a country? Shimin you live in a place that the people don't behave properly. Yeah. People don't behave properly. So you should move to a place that has tzaddikim. What about all the countries that you're aware of? All the people in all those countries act improperly. So what do you do? Or you heard about places that act, that the people there are good people, but you can't get there. Sok the Rambam. Yeshev levadoi yichidi. You should lock yourself up and have nothing to do with society.
That's pretty extreme, huh?
And it's very bad. They won't even let you live yourself. You try to lock your door, they come in. Hey, let's schmooze. What do you want to schmooze about? I've got a lot of good topics. Let's talk to Lashon Hara. Let's talk all these things. So then what do you do? I can't even live here on my own. Elam came this Arabic mind. You have to become part of the society. So he says, your only choice is you should live in forests in the desert. But do not live together with Rishon. Davar says, for you, Hashem, I would move and live even in the desert. Zachtaramam, it's referring to a case where there is nowhere to live.
So we're obviously talking about somebody who cannot, doesn't have the ability to influence other people because that's because you're not even telling you to try and work on them and make them better people.
Same thing can happen. And I thought there was an Isser in
Right.
that. So this was my kasha. My kasha in this Rambam is that what does it say? It says that Noach was a lower level than Avram because Noach kept to himself 120 years. He kept to himself, and Avram Avinu interacted with people. So I was gonna say so I was my kasha. Okay, so according to the Rambam, Noach is a bigger tzaddik than Avram. Because Noach did the Rambam, and Avram didn't.
And what about the Isser to separate yourself from a community?
But that's what the Rambam's saying. You don't have that Isser when the community is not a community you're supposed to be part of.
Well, I mean, people could come into any community and say, "Wow, these this is the, this these people
these people are really not for me, and
Me too.
disappear,
You see
huh?
that all the time. People go to different shuls. They only daven the shul that they want to daven in, right? You see in the shmuzim shul, they're not shmuzim, they're from shul, they're whatever.
No,
You see that all the
but I'm
time.
talking about separating yourself. So saying, you know what, this community, whatever,
Yeah.
wherever it is,
See
and
it all
just
the
say
time.
that
That's very common.
I'm gonna go live in the Smoky
Yeah.
Mountains. Okay.
I mean, it depends. You're right. You have to do it with some seichel. You don't end up like the Unabomber.
There were a few people from our community, a few
You
people from our community did that, picked up and went to a farm in West Virginia.
know what I mean?
Different farms in West
But. Like I
Virginia
said, I didn't
with
suspect that they
farm
might move
growing certain
together.
things, leaves and smoking them. Tobacco, that's
One
it. That's what
inherited from her,
you
his mother, a beautiful farm. He said, "This, I'm moving out here."
That's a little strange.
Yeah.
You don't have a community then.
Yeah, it's not because he felt that the people here were evil. It's just
okay, so that's a different story.
that's not really fun.
But I'm just saying. So obviously, I believe that the answer is what you're saying. And sometimes a person is strong enough that he creates his own environment,
Yeah,
and
but you have to know
Mela,
who you are. You have to
yeah.
know them.
Exactly. So Noah did the right thing for his level, but Avraham Avinu, according to his level, was able to create his own environment. But the Rambam doesn't discuss the Avraham Avinus of the world. The Rambam basically discusses
Regular
these
people,
people are
again,
bad,
run the other
and run
way.
the other way, to the point that if you can't even live in the city with them, move to the desert. It's a very extreme Rambam.
This is people that go on
I'm
to
not
like a.
aware of two Rambams that are this like. They're very extreme realm.
I think it doesn't. I mean, don't we see that in other places where you have to go and give up your.